Good evening. Thank you. Yesterday we were discussing the meaning of a three-letter simple word, amen. What does it mean? And we said yesterday, on its face, it seems just to mean true, which of course we have a word in Hebrew for true, which is emet, so it must have a slightly different turn. And the way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explained it was, emet hi abracha shebaracha mevarach va'ani ma'amin bazeh. Not just is it true, but it is true, and I believe it. It's a compound word. It's not just emet. It contains emunah. There's a personal dimension. Then he continued, but sometimes there's a bracha, which is not just a statement of facts, like before we eat a piece of fruit. We say, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Borei Bara Eitz, thank God who produces fruit from trees. That's just a statement of fact cased in a blessing. So we say, true, and I believe it. But sometimes you've got a bracha, Atah Chonen L'Adam Da'at, you give mankind knowledge, and then we pray that God continues to do that. That's not a statement of fact. There's a prayer there. There's a hope there. So what does that mean in that context? And he says, in that context, you have to have in mind, Yechavein l'shnei dvarim. In addition to those two elements we've already noted, there's a third component. Emet yabracha, it's true, v'yiratzon shaminu hadvarim b'mheira. And we also hope that it comes to fruition soon. So the statements of fact are true, and we hope the rest of it comes to be. And there's one other time when we say amen, when there is no statement of fact, and it's entirely prayer-oriented. V'kadesh. V'kadesh she'enu ele tefillah latid. And kadesh yitkadal v'yitkadash. May he be sanctified. The whole thing is forward-looking prayer. There is no statement of fact. It's all prayer. So what does it mean when I say amen? It can't just mean true. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says in that context, it means Yechavein rak levakasha. You should just hope, you should just have in mind a request, shia amen hadava bimhera, that it comes to be very soon. So the word amen has suddenly become very amorphous. It means true, it means I hope so, it means I'm moved. What does this word mean? Is it just a catch-all for, yeah? I mean, when you go to, if one watches other faiths, particularly Christianity, they say amen all the time. You ask the average person in the church what that means, they say, I don't know. Yeah, it means amen, means I agree. But it clearly has different connotations in the way that it's pronounced. And I think what we started with yesterday really captures its essence, which is emet means truth. Amen means it's a truth that moves me. So if it's a prayer, I'm engaged in your prayer. If it's a prayer about the future, I'm hopeful. If it's a statement of fact right now, I'm engaged. It's really just a conduit of empathy. When I say amen, it just means I'm with you. So if you're praying, I'm with you. If you're staying fact, I'm with you. If you're making a blessing, I'm with you. So that's what amen really means. It just means I'm with you. And on that note, let's be together for Maariv.